Dr. Kevin Most is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. He's on the road this morning. Where are you, live in Denver?
I am live in Denver, yes.
Beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city. The weather is perfect here. So
let me tell you what a good kid Dr. Most is. So I had to drop something off at his house this weekend, G.
Mm-hmm.
So I go by his house, and he was just leaving. He was dressed very nicely. He had washed his hair and brushed his teeth.
Oh, okay.
And he was on his way to pick up his mom and take her to dinner, church and dinner.
Oh.
Isn't he a good boy?
That's the really good boy part. Yeah. I was saying, though, the showering and brushing your teeth and that sort of thing is usually...
Tied his own shoes.
You know, that's kind of normal. That's normal for a grown man to do.
I told you.
Give her a Saturday.
Oh, you're a secret Neanderthal after all, doctor.
This is why you've always been the favorite. Anyway, I hope you and your mom had a good time. She's a great lady.
We had a great night. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Good. All right, so, Doc, here's the situation. It isn't what it was once before. You don't just pick up a phone call to make an appointment at a doctor's now. You do what you would expect to do. You go to CVS and you wait to go behind the counter. Is this an eruption of the traditional model? Is this going to get bigger and bigger?
Yeah, this is definitely going to get bigger and bigger. You know, healthcare is a $3.5 trillion business. And if you think about how it's been historically, right, it's very siloed, it's very fragmented. It's not surprising that these companies are jumping in to say, you know what, you guys have done this so poorly, we'll say, that we think we can do it a lot better and save a whole bunch of money and give you a better product. So you're going to start to see more and more unusual companies get into healthcare.
This is good and bad, right?
Yeah, you know, it's good. You know, I always think any type of competition is good. It's going to make health systems start to look at other innovative ways to treat patients and to make sure that patients have not only great quality care, but a great experience as well. That's what they deserve. With healthcare premiums going up, you know, double digits every year, we really haven't delivered any better product. You would think that for most industries, we should be able to do things, you know, with lower cost as we move on. And for healthcare, it seems to be just the opposite.
So, you obviously want to avoid the fly-by-night operations that'll pop up here and there. But at what point do the big hospitals like Northwestern say, we've got to partner with this to streamline it and quality control it and all that, or is that not likely?
No, I think it is. I think you're going to see, you'll see some opportunities, I think, to partner with some of these big companies now. I mean, when you look at someone like Amazon, who's going to come in and totally disrupt this, you're going to see healthcare systems saying, how can we partner with you guys, Amazon? And then you have people like Google, who is going to just collect so much information and so much data that we're going to partner with them as well, saying, share with us some of your AI so that we can figure out what to do better as well. These groups can get large groups of doctors, like Alibaba has done in China, but it's going to take a little while unless they partner with the big healthcare systems.
So what do you see as the overwhelming positive of going this route?
Well, gee, probably the positive is access. You know, if you were to call today, for many doctors,
yeah,
they
not
can't
waiting
get you
that
in.
Long, right?
Correct. So they can't get you in until next Tuesday. So now you're like, well, now I have to take a day off of work to go see my doctor for 15 minutes, but it took me an entire day off of work. So I think you're going to see technology, you know, Amazon, what they're doing with telemedicine and their employees. I think you're going to see more and more convenience to the patient at unusual hours to make it better for everybody.
We'll come back more on this and other health-related issues with Mother Most's favorite son, Kevin Most, live from Denver. Stand by, Doc. Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Before we get back to talking about change in the world of medicine, 262, Texter Doc, had a flu shot 2 weeks ago. Pharmacist said, wait a few minutes, and if there's a dizziness feeling. Felt fine, but ever since, on and off, I've had lightheadedness. Any relation, or should I see a doctor about something else going on?
Yeah, it probably is not related to the flu shot at all, so you probably should see a doctor for, you know, because lightheadedness can be many things. It can be low blood sugar, it can be low blood pressure, and there's a lot of things that can cause it. So, yeah, definitely I would tell. It's not the flu shot, I would say. Yep.
All right, so we're talking, and by the way, 312-981-7200, got a quick text question. We might be able to get time to put it in here. All right, so, Doc, a bunch of offshoots obviously come from this new way of doing medicine, one of which is who's going to provide the care. I assume this is a major growth area for nurse practitioners and physician's assistants?
Yeah, it is. And you saw that happen with CVS and with Walgreens when they put their MinuteClinics in and their walk-in take-care clinics. Now you're going to start to see a little bit of a change here where they're actually going to have doctors that they hire to run practices, in some cases right in the store with CVS, but Walgreens is going to put them right next to it. And the big thing here is two big things. One, they will, I hate to use the word control, but they will employ the doctor, I'll say. But they've also partnered with insurance companies. So CVS is partnering with Aetna. Walgreens is partnering with Humana. And CVS, and I would assume Walgreens, it must be pretty close, 80% of the people in the United States live within 10 miles of a CVS. So you can see now how mobile and transportable healthcare will be now, is they'll be able to go to any CVS because the medical records will all be shared.
There's a law in Chicago. Walgreens has to be within 15 feet of you at all times.
A Starbucks, too. You know? Right. All be together.
Yeah.
So, Doc, this might be a little bit too in the weeds, but it seems like when I talk to my friends that are doctors and folks that are also patients, it's like the hardest part is dealing with insurance and claims and filing them. Will all of these clinics maybe have an easier way of doing this to make it more efficient and working with the
Absolutely.
Health? Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That's one thing that they definitely looked at, is the frustration that doctors and patients have with this. So two things happen there. One is you see the insurance companies start to partner with them, saying, you know what, there won't be any more claims. And then you also have people like Amazon that's going to say, we are going to control the claims. We are going to control everything. And if you want to do business with us, you're going to do it our way. And when you have the backing of, you know, Chase Bank, Berkshire Hathaway, and Amazon, who founded that company called Haven, they know that they can squeeze that insurance side of it to make it much more easy for patients as well as less expensive.
There's a cost savings for these major companies to do this, but I'm confused about the Jenny Craig piece of this. What is that?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Jenny Craig, really, they just kind of had stores every so often, or they did a lot more online. Mm-hmm. Jenny Craig is partnered with Walgreens to say, hey, you have space in your businesses, in your freestanding businesses right now that are not revenue producing. Let me come in there. And so they're putting Jenny Craig clinics actually in 20 states inside the Walgreens. So the play there is to get any traffic into Walgreens for any prescriptions and anything else. And Jenny Craig now links it with a health care. More, this isn't just weight loss. This is about your overall health. So probably a good partnership, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a big shot with Optum Partners. And what they do is they try to cut administrative costs and raise revenue so docs can do what you do, and that's focus on patients. And they do the people technology and the health systems, and they deal with denials, insurance denials and documentation, so people don't lose their minds, you know, filing claims, what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah, Optum is I hate to say it's a great company, but it is a great company. I don't like to promote any company outright, but what you said there is absolutely right. Doctors are great at taking care of patients and delivering care to patients. What Optum says is the insurance company wants you to write all these things down. Doctors take care of patients. Optum takes care of that middle portion and will coach doctors as far as, hey, you forgot to put this in, or can you get a little bit more specific on what type of pneumonia this is? Don't just put regular pneumonia. So that middleman company right now is a great play, and denials is probably the biggest frustrating thing we had. We had a patient at CDH last week who needed an 8-year-old girl who needed a specific medication and was denied 5 times, even though the doctor gave them the right information in the studies. So healthcare systems right now, we just went and did it. We just ate it because it was the right thing to do. But it's unfortunate that these insurance companies have that power.
When the biggest companies in the world get involved, there should seem to be a way to help bring down costs, or is it going to go in the other direction? I'm talking about like Alibaba could get involved as well, which is, you know, China's Amazon.
Yeah,
China's Google.
And Alibaba. Yeah, Alibaba has already jumped in, and actually, it's kind of interesting. I think one of the things that they've done is great. They've hired 15,000 doctors in China. And China right now is probably as bad as ours. It's actually worse. You know, where it could take 2 to 3 months. But Alibaba is saying, hey, we need to use telemedicine more, but let's not use it inappropriately. That first patient visit should be a face-to-face with a doctor so a relationship can be formed, and then you can do telemedicine after that. Amazon is taking the other extreme and saying, hey, you know what? We'll start with telemedicine, whether on an iPad or a video or on their iPhone. The doctor has that initial interaction with the patient on the phone or over video, and then makes a decision as to whether they not and I need to be seen in person. Now, Amazon's taking this step further and say, if you need to be seen in person, we're going to send the doctor to your home or to your office to make it more convenient for you.
Would it be sent by Prime? Like I could get them the next day
probably,
for sure?
Or by drone. Yeah, they haven't figured that out yet. But
well, I get like an alert on my phone that says there's a doctor sitting on your front step right now.
But what they've figured out is more office visits don't need to be that personal. That often, just with the right data points, because Amazon is getting into the wearables so that they'd be able to show the EKG to the doctor, do the blood pressure, do all the vitals, take pictures of lesions. All of that can be done without the doctor's hands-on. But if the doctor actually needs to be hands-on with the patient, then they set it up. So a fascinating thought that they're trying to figure out right now that it works, and you're going to see that once it works for Amazon, they'll expand it to Chase, and then they're going to make a business out of this where companies will buy it because they're going to be showing that their employees are happier, their employees that work more often, and their healthcare costs have come down.
I mean, basic economics, doesn't this have to drive prices down?
Absolutely. It has to, and you know, it's shame on us and shame on healthcare overall to not look at the patient access and using technology more than we have. It's amazing. I mean, we're all well behind where we should be with this, but it should be about good quality care that can be done with the technology that we have right now to lower costs.
Texter says a teledoctor pushed at me by my work, tried to diagnose my son with strep and prescribed meds, but didn't run a test. I wasn't comfortable, went to the regular pediatrician. There was no strep. So how do we know which teledoctor to use?
Absolutely. That is probably one of the biggest concerns right now, and that's Amazon's look at it right now, too. If they're going to get to a point where they're going to prescribe antibiotics, they're going to do the appropriate testing for it prior. Strep is a big one. Everyone gets sore throats, and everybody wants that sore throat to be gone the next day. And unfortunately, the vast majority, probably 98%, 97% of these are viruses. And giving them antibiotics just leads to increased resistance and a false sense of security that they're not contagious anymore when yet they still are. So, yeah, telemedicine docs that are prescribing antibiotics for tests that for conditions that need tests, I would run away from them.
As always, we will post the notes that Doc does with his podcast as well. And great stuff, Doc. Have a good time there in Denver, though I know you're there on work.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. So it's a quick out and back. But interesting. We get to look at a bunch of new technology companies. So kind of what we're talking about today. We'll get a first look. We took 50 chief medical officers from across the country and letting us see some of the cool new things.
And I think, Jay, you can agree that this is why Doc is his mother's favorite. It's not just a dinner on a Saturday night. It's because he's helping others.
He's our favorite, too.
I like your brothers and your sister better than you, frankly, but, you know.
Hey, we went to dinner, and we were joined by Dr. Tony Altomare, who is a great friend. And that he was asking my mom that probably 30 times. No, seriously, you have to have a favorite son. Which one's your favorite son?
Well, I think it's obvious. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. Talk to you guys soon.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.